Welcome inside the Fantasy Spin on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm Bo Wolf. That is Joe Dolan of FantasyGuru.com. And Joe, we start today with the offensive player of the week in the NFC, the reigning guy. That would be Nick Foles, who's coming off a game when he almost threw for 300 yards, threw three touchdown passes, added one on the ground. What is Foles' fantasy value this week and then moving forward?
Well, actually, Bo, I think Nick Foles does have fantasy value if he's going to be the starting quarterback in Philadelphia. And the main reason, the Eagles are averaging over 400 yards of offense. They're third in the NFL in total offense. They've gained over 400 yards each and every week. That's been consistent with Michael Vick. Now it's been consistent with Nick Foles. Against Dallas this week, it's a phenomenal matchup. The Cowboys secondary has not performed up to expectations. Morris Claiborne has been a huge disappointment. And Nick Foles, if he plays the way he played against the Giants, and especially the way he played against the Buccaneers, I don't see why the Eagles can't score a ton of points. I have gotten to the point where whoever is starting at quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles, I have full faith in this offense. That quarterback is going to put up numbers. Nick Foles, Michael Vick, whoever it is, and if Nick Foles is still out there on your waiver wire, you need a backup or you have a guy who has been disappointing, go get Nick Foles. He answered every question I had about him last week.
Riley Cooper had his first game topping 100 yards receiving last week. Is he a guy on your radar?
We kind of get this question each and every week about the Eagles' secondary receivers, and I think the problem with those guys is that they kind of change every week. Is it going to be Jason Avant? Is it going to be Riley Cooper? And I think the concern I have right now, Bo, is the fact that the Eagles are starting to mix in Zach Ertz a little bit more. His snaps have gone up pretty much every week this season, and I think the Eagles realize that their best chance for a dynamic weapon outside of DeSean Jackson is at the tight end position with Brent Celek and Zach Ertz. So Riley Cooper, while he had a great game, and I think he's very important to this offense and important to Nick Foles or Michael Vick's fantasy value, I don't really know if he's a guy who I'm going to go out chasing on the waiver wire just because he's coming off a huge game.
DeMarco Murray for the Cowboys, the running back, went down with an injury. Sounds like Joseph Randall is the guy who's going to get the bulk of those carries. Where is he on your running back rankings this week?
Well, Joseph Randall kind of slots in a little bit lower than I would have slotted DeMarco Murray this week, and the reason is it's going to be opportunity. He was getting first-team reps in practice this week, and it's coincidental because when I watched Joseph Randall, even before the NFL draft, I thought he was a guy who reminded me of DeMarco Murray. He's a straight-line power guy who can catch the ball a little bit, and I think he'll slide in really well into this Dallas Cowboy offense.
One of the other big injuries came in Green Bay. Randall Cobb goes down at wide receiver. A lot of guys at wide receiver are maybe injury stashes for the future. What is the time when you're going to start looking at picking up a guy like Percy Harvin?
I think it's right now, Bo, and the fact of the matter is you have to start planning for your playoffs right now. If you're 500, around 500, if you're in the driver's seat, now is the time to go look at a guy like Percy Harvin. Go look at a guy like Michael Crabtree. And then, obviously, you can go look at running backs as well. Shane Vereen, Andre Brown of the Giants. These guys are coming off IR within the next few weeks and month or so, and these guys can be major helps to your roster down the stretch. Obviously, Shane Vereen's an interesting guy because he had a huge game in Week 1, and the Patriots have struggled to replace his receiving production out of the backfield since then. So I think there's a number of guys who are currently injured who might be on your waiver wire. Now is the time to stash them, probably for somebody who's been disappointing on your bench so far.
Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Dolan of FantasyGuru.com. Follow him on Twitter at FG_Dolan and listen to him on your satellite radio, Sirius 210 XM 87.